Listener supported. WNYC Studios. Nobody stand in between me and my man.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. At the top of producer Salaam Remy's resume is his work with this artist, Amy Winehouse. He co-produced the Grammy-winning singer's hit album Back to Black along with Mark Ronson, and Salaam was working on her third album at the time of her death in 2011. He's also worked with artists like the rapper Nas, the breakout R&B singer Miguel, and the Fugees. But now, Salaam Remy is stepping out of the control room and into the spotlight. His debut solo album is called One, In the Chamber, and he's here with me in the Soundcheck studio. Salaam, welcome.
Thanks for having me. Glad I could be here.
So you've had this enormously successful career behind the scenes. Why step out there now?
I think for me it's the process of also just having music for music's sakes. And, you know, I always loved the fact that my greatest success as a producer has also been an artistic success as well at the same time. So all of the Amy Winehouse at the moment when it happened, or the Fugees at the moment when it happened, was also as left as it was, you know, something that was successful. So with my project and in general, you know, what I'm doing with my new label, Flying Buddha, through my Sony imprints, is basically saying, like, look, if you want to hear music for music's sake, will come over here. And with this whole project, it's a lot of the artists that I've worked with and their pop sensibilities, but them coming out and working with me in my orchestral musical space and saying, this is a body of work for the movie that I'm creating for my album right now. So, you know, it's a bit different for all of them, but at the same time, it's just where I live.
It has a very kind of cinematic sound to it, you know, the full orchestra and everything. That's you conducting the orchestra, right?
I actually didn't conduct it, but I, you know, did the arrangements and put the pieces together. And it's a spinoff of my film scoring work, because I scored Sparkle last year. So that's where the Jordan Sparks track came from, when she starred in Sparkle and I scored it. Or different pieces of it. But over the last 7 or 8 years, I've been doing a lot with orchestras in Prague, just experimenting and coming up with different pieces. So my experimentation of Eleanor Rigby turned into the Stephen Marley version. Or even when I had a song, and I'd be like, you know what, let's book a session every couple months and just try getting some different sounds and, you know, taking the arrangements to another level, which is a passion of mine. So this is my passion project in a way where I'm able to now let people hear and feel how far the music can go.
Now, most of the songs are original to this recording, but you mentioned Eleanor Rigby, the Beatles classic. You got Stephen Marley, one of Bob Marley's sons, to do the vocals here. How do you make those decisions to pair a particular singer with a particular song?
Actually, I mean, with Eleanor Rigby, it was just, once again, I was experimenting with the rooms and seeing, okay, what size room, what size arrangement I'm going to get to actually do that. A lot of it is just musical conversations and finding people who love music the same way that I do. So then that way, we're now just given the expression at that moment. So, no, that particular piece of it came out of just an idea and then an execution.
Let's hear a little bit of Salaam Remy's arrangement of the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby, featuring vocals by Stephen Marley.
Father McKenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved. All them lonely.
Salaam Remy's version of Eleanor Rigby, featuring Stephen Marley singing. Salaam, the Grammy-nominated producer for artists like Nas and Amy Winehouse, Alicia Keys, the Fugees. His solo album's called One in the Chamber. It's out now. You don't sing on this record. There's
Not
lots of singers and lots of songs, but your job is what? To kind
keeping
of
it together. I mean, arranging it, and you know, ultimately, a lot of it is my vision as far as musically where we go, and something that I feel like I've owned as far as what my taste is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we'll create something, and I'll just be like, I like it, but it's a little bit outside of my palate, because ultimately, you know, your album is your plate of food. So this is basically that, and that's why, you know, there's 9 vocals, 3 instrumentals, but it's all still what I would feel and what I would represent as me.
And so it's people that you've worked with, like Corinne Bailey Ray and right. Jordan Sparks and Akon. Now, Akon, he does the title track.
Correct.
What does that title mean? One, it's one colon in the chamber.
Right. So, I mean, Akon's song is just one in the chamber straight mm-hmm. across, which, you know, you have to kind of listen to it and get into it, but basically, this is a story about him going and seeing a girl who he hadn't seen for a while, and he should have gotten away, but he went back, and now she has one in the chamber. Now she's pregnant, basically. So she has
okay.
one in the chamber. So it's a double entendre,
yeah.
But also it was a dangerous move that he made that now he's going to have to pay for.
I also wondered if it maybe was also a pun on all the strings, you know, the kind of the idea of chamber music.
Well, the album is definitely one in the chamber with the strings in that. So, no, the album is one as my first album,
mm-hmm.
semicolon, in the chamber, which definitely is a pun on the strings as well.
All right, here's a little bit of the title track from Salaam Remy, featuring vocals by Akon.
We'll never be the same now.
That is the title track from Salaam Remy's new album called One in the Chamber, the title track sung by Akon. Now, let me ask you something. That's the clean version.
Mm-hmm.
The original album version, when he says messed up in the radio version, he's saying something else on the record. So do you record two different tracks, you know, when you're producing the album specifically with radio play in mind?
With this song, I mean, we felt like once we did it with the regular version that is not as clean, then I just had him go and clean up those words on another track so I can do a quick edit and put it together. So there would be, rather than it just being bleeped out,
mm-hmm.
you know, which can be disgusting at times, I was just like, you know what, just say that word instead. And he made sure he had a version that worked the other way as well.
Right.
We didn't do the whole song over. We just did the
You just
word.
Had him do
the words.
The offensive parts.
Exactly. Those words. And,
and all of the production on the voice, the auto-tuning and everything, that's you or him? I mean, how's that?
We're in the studio together. I mean, it's all the pieces and different stuff, and even parts of it that seem like it's actually tuned, that's actually his voice going up. It's funny that Akon has Senegalese real timbre on his voice, so even if you think that he's actually been old, sometimes he's not. So that's his falsetto, which he's never actually used on a record before.
Wow.
But he's actually singing higher, so that's not like him being pitched up like a chipmunk. He actually can sing like that.
We're speaking with Salaam Remy, the Grammy-nominated producer. Where did this all begin for you?
I mean, first of all my uncle's musicians. So my mother's 2 brothers, you know, one of them played saxophone around James Brown, the other one played keyboards at Sugar Hill Records and The Moments and whatever it was. And then my dad's brothers, one played with Lionel Liston Smith, and then my dad himself worked with Belafonte. He did Jazzmobile, he did, you know, disco records, Tina Gardner, he produced hip hop. He kind of went through all the different phases. So I would say a lot of the music was around me. Elvin Jones, the jazz drummer, made a drum set for me when I was 3 because he saw me in the store messing around with stuff.
Now, wait a minute. Elvin Jones. John Coltrane's Elvin Jones.
Correct.
Made you your first drum kit.
I was in the music store with my dad. It was a music store that's around like 46, just off of
off 7th Avenue.
Off 7th Avenue. There's a drum store on the second floor.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was in there as a small kid. I really remember being there. And he seemed to have been watching me walk around the store and seeing that I had a real sense of rhythm. And I must have been playing paradiddles at 3 or something like that, doing some complicated pattern. And he pretty much took, and I still have it in my grandmother's basement, a large floor tom, almost like a cocktail drum set, and took the large floor tom and made it into a kick drum, and then put a snare and put it all together. My dad bought what he put together. Like, no, this is a drum set for him. And so I had a real drum set when I was 3.
Wow. So were you a drummer first?
Initially, I guess that was my first instrument in that way. But, you know, ultimately, I could hear it all. So I just, you know, over the years, continued to play keyboards a bit, play bass a bit, play whatever it is. And even now, I can pretty much play a rhythm section myself. On a lot of the songs, I'm playing the majority of the instruments, and I might have someone else add a guitar or a horn or whatever else it is.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of records, you know, even the Carmen Bailey Ray song, whatever, it's pretty much me playing.
One of the things that really kind of showcases your command of orchestration, of arranging, is the fact that you've got instrumental tracks.
Definitely.
I mean, pop music used to be full of instrumentals,
you know,
and that it sort of disappeared for a while.
Right. I mean, I love that aspect of it. I mean, it's the same thing. I was working on stuff and looking at the orchestral aspect of it and felt that between, you know, the instrumentals, between, you know, I did a version of Keep Rising to the Top by Kenny Burke, which is a Queen's Anthem party favorite from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I remember the time growing up in New York in the Ed Koch era when it was I Love New York, when the Chuck Mangione Feel So Good was the theme of New York.
Right.
And everywhere you turned around, that horn wouldn't stop. So I felt like, you know, as being a native New Yorker and feeling like those types of pieces were really important to me, as well as having vocal pieces, I could have made this all instrumental. I did an album before called Prognosis that was all instrumental orchestras.
And that was all recorded in Prague in the Czech Republic.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It became the Prognosis.
Right.
And then those instrumentals.
I get it.
Exactly. All those instrumentals became some of Nas's Life is Good album. It became Jasmine Sullivan's Bust Your Windows and Lions, Tigers, and Bears. So I was incorporating all of my orchestral pieces into my songs.
You know, so Bach did that. He would write pieces and then he would reuse them, and, you know.
And other spaces and find ways to do it. And for me, it's just an expression of creativity. And, you know, making art for the love of music.
Well, let's hear one of the instrumental tracks from Salaam Remy from the album One in the Chamber. This is called, what are we saying here? Da 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 da?
Da 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 da.
Music from my guest, Salaam Remy. All right, I'll give it a shot. Da, 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 da.
There it is. You got it.
The album's called One in the Chamber, one of the instrumental tracks. So is this likely to appear, you know, down the road as the backing track for someone else's song?
It's slightly possible. Who knows? But at this point, I'm enjoying it for what it is.
Yeah. Salaam Remy, of course, best known as a producer for people like Nas and Amy Winehouse and Alicia Keys. And you mentioned your own imprint on Sony Records earlier.
Right.
And you've begun producing another young singer, an actor, right?
Yes, I also have, for my Remy Fah label, I have a couple different, this is on Flying Buddha. My Remy Fah label is Mac Wilds, also actor known as Tristan Wilds, who we have a debut album out called New York, A Love Story,
mm-hmm.
us being native New Yorkers and getting our musical things together at this moment.
He was in The Wire.
He was on The Wire as Michael Lee on seasons 4 and 5, and he also was on 90210 as Dixon Wilson. For the last 4 or 5 years, Secret Life of Bees, Red Tails. He's a promising young upstart, but definitely there.
So what do you look for in, I mean, there's lots of promising young artists. What attracted you to Mac Wilds?
Number one, he's a great person. You know, that's, for me, it's like good people, good music. Good money will come, but good people, good music is my key. That's the start. And I looked at what he was able to do and just watched him develop. I actually didn't do any music with him until this year. But I just sat down and watched what he was doing on his own, gave him a couple pointers, and let him develop himself in a lot of ways. And when I really saw that, I saw a window for what he was able to do and what I could actually bring to the table and support it. No, I said, you know what, let's try something. And, you know, our try has turned into a great album called New York, A Love Story, which I'm really proud of.
Salaam Remy, my guest on Soundcheck today. Salaam, great fun having you with us.
Oh, thank you.
Nothing's too much, words that I live by. That's just how I do, do, I do. I'm young right now, but I won't be forever. So I'ma live it up like that's true. You might want to roll with me too. Said I don't mean to brag, but I live a life that most can only dream about. Yeah. So baby, come be my dream.